Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Alaska Mac Radio. I don't know if this is working or not.
My
shit's all fucked up.
Work.
Hey, we're in business. Let's go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Alaska Mac Radio. We are live on the air. Finally, sorry for the 1 minute, or no, not 1 minute.
Like 5 minutes.
7 minute delay. My sound equipment crapped out on me, and we had to switch over to a new soundboard.
Got caught slipping.
today on the show, which has been a long time, is me, Mac, of course. We have an old regular, Drucifer. Drew, go ahead and say hello to the people.
Hello to the people. Are there people? Do we have people?
There eventually will be people.
Oh, okay.
We got James. How you doing, James?
I'm doing just fine, Shane. This is James Morrow. Just coming in, tuning in live, seeing what's going on with y'all.
I don't know if you want to put your full name out on the internet. People
hey,
will be looking
me.
You up,
that's
checking
look
you
me
out.
Up. Look me up. I'm going to look your mom up next.
Check him out.
Going to plug his Instagram and Twitter account.
And we have Christian with us tonight. Say hello to the people, Christian.
Hey, guys.
All right. Phones. Bam. All right. I think we're getting somewhere now. So, the news, the big important thing, what's on everybody's mind, the only thing that matters.
Something about Cardi B, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
WAP 2. We can't get right into my colonoscopy.
Yeah, we got to leave that one alone. That's for next podcast.
I did get my first colonoscopy on Wednesday. That was an experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a polyp.
Business as usual.
Yeah, they worry about that.
Can't be having those.
The doctor cut it off, and then he called me back today, and he's like, oh, I was wrong. It's not a polyp.
They did a biopsy on it.
The inside of your intestines is getting a little thick. Thick up top and small at the bottom.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know we'd be starting with hot colonoscopy talk either.
I know you could, like, have, like, thin parts. I didn't know they got thicker. That's a thing?
Yeah, I guess there's a natural thickening of your intestine walls that happens.
Damn. Slippery slope.
I think we're going to call the next episode Alaska Max, The Thickening.
Nice.
Yeah, that was an experience and a half, man. I'll tell you, they started to knock me out, and they say, hey, let me know if you feel something.
Two hands on your shoulder.
That's it. A little kiss on the back of my neck.
A little whisper in there.
So I felt something hit my butthole. I was like, whoa, that's something.
You're
going to
feel a little
fresh. Hey, I'm here to help.
And then they hit more drugs and knocked me out. It was okay after that.
They don't keep you awake for that?
Shit.
They're supposed to do conscious sedation, but I protested.
Kind
so.
Of a date rape kind of thing.
They yeah. put me out. Date rape, exactly. I got roofied.
Nice.
Living that lifestyle.
They knocked a little bit off your bill for that.
They might charge me extra.
Fuck.
For the pleasure.
No. The real thing going on in the world, I didn't know Vladimir Klitschko was into politics. He's the mayor of Kiev.
That's my boy. Holler at me.
Klitschko.
Yeah, heavyweight champ of the world in like the early 2000s. Had like a 10-year run.
It sounds familiar.
Oh, yeah. He was on top of the world for a minute. Yep. And then Anthony Joshua came through and took his ring.
I got you.
But, Vladimir Klitschko, or Vitaly, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very distinguished gentleman. I mean, he's a mayor.
He's, like
he's a professional
like,
boxer.
Like
now he's fucking in the military. He's doing all sorts of stuff. He's like an icon in Ukraine.
Yeah, there was pictures of him up on top of a building in Kiev, just all in camos with a machine gun. Like, there's like, I'm here to fight.
Klitschko, ready to go.
So World War III, that's what everyone's been asking me, all the kids. Speaking of which, we should mention here, me and Drew, we're old. We're the old heads here. And we're Gen X. We're hardcore. We grew up ducking and covering under desks, like that's going to stop the nuclear blast.
The old Reagan years.
And then we got the young bucks here, James and Christian, early 20s. But
yep.
if this
on,
does
fellas.
Go to war, you guys are the ones that are going to get drafted. How you feel
Let's
about
go.
That?
Go! I'm 60% with it, but other 40% is awfully questionable. But we'll see where it goes. Heads or tails, let's go.
Well, it's a little early.
Hard to heart other direction, about 90%. I guess. God, man, this shit better not drag me into this.
Hey, man.
This ain't my fucking, this ain't my shit.
Man, motherfucker, I'm not from Ukraine. You said.
Oh, speaking of my colonoscopy.
Hey, that's Shane's cherry being popped.
This show is brought to you by Jura. A fine.
Jura whore. Fuck you.
The island of Jura.
So I did zero show prep. I was spending the whole time trying to find different audio and different stuff because I lost all my old stuff when we used to do the show. Can you believe it's been 6 years since we did the show?
You know, I was talking about that with my wife, and I was mentioning it, and Bastion's looking at me like, what are you even talking about? I'm like, yeah, you were about 3 years old last time I did this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I guess you wouldn't know why Dad ran off to go play with Shane.
The last time that
Max, sorry.
The last time that we did this, Trump was running for president. We were just dogging on what a circus sideshow he was. Well, and we didn't do any of them once he got elected president, which I find kind of unfortunate because there was a lot of comic gold in that.
Yeah. Kind of writes itself, though. You don't really have to dig very far.
Yeah, that's for sure.
The problem, though, if it's too easy, you're like, I don't know. You don't even have to reach for it.
That's what the doctor told me on Wednesday.
Hey-o.
So usually I got the stories and stuff prepared, and I got absolutely nothing. So I've had a lot of the young guys. My son was hitting me up. I've had you guys talking about it, and I had my daughter talking about it too. Everyone's worried that this is World War III.
Well, the thing that's different about it right now is this is the first, like, military, I guess, war. Let's call it war.
It's war.
That you could watch, like, a TikTok of it. I mean,
yeah, you got
there's,
motherfucking
like,
Russian
people on their smartphones
coming
jet
in,
jet flies
TikTok
by,
in,
blows up the building next to them. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, you can see
it. You're there.
You find that shit all over Facebook, all over TikTok. You got fucking Russian paratroopers coming in while they're making TikToks, all grinning, having a wonderful time.
Taking
know?
Selfies. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
like, what the fuck? What is going on?
This is a new generation of
hey,
war,
man.
That's
shit,
for sure.
Shit's outrageous.
But this information age, like, yeah, you're front and center there.
Well, it started back in the Gulf War when you could finally watch war live on TV.
Oh, no, they showed some pretty gnarly stuff back in Vietnam days.
Yeah, that's true, but they didn't show it live on TV. You saw the tapes
later.
You
saw the highlights, yeah.
The highlights of war.
Yeah, literally.
Like,
I don't want the boring parts of war. I just want the highlights. Okay.
I don't
want to
see all the
medics. I'm not made of time.
I want to see all the medics helping people. I just want to see limbs getting blown off.
I think that was the Korean War. That was MASH you were watching.
Oh, okay, maybe. Oh, so good. So, yeah, apparently something happened here recently. Multiple Russian military transport planes were shot down along with other military aircraft. This just happened here.
Well, they
give
the starting shit
30 minutes ago. It's happening in Kiev. And according to a statement from the military's general staff, the 2-76 heavy transport plane was shot down near Vasilkiv.
Good enough.
City. That shows my does it show my white privilege, or does that show my, I guess they're white, so that wouldn't
it
be
show
white
something
privilege.
Shane.
shows my,
hey, they got letters we don't even have, so just give it give it a try.
So shot down near that city, city 40 kilometers south of Kiev. The Russian military has not confirmed the incident so far. They shot down the transport plane, has been down near Bila Tereska. Why do I keep getting all the names? Just give me the information.
Names are information. Just
not ones I can process very well.
Understand.
Just say, just replace it with somewhere in Ukraine. And
did you hear anything about that fighter pilot?
Elsewhere in Ukraine.
A fighter pilot in Ukraine.
That shot down like five or
yeah,
six.
Yeah, it was like
yeah.
six or something. Yeah, even yeah. They call him the Ghost of Kiev.
So tell the story.
Wild.
Tell the story.
I don't know the full story, but you can pretty much find this on any platform at the moment because, you know, that's the big story right now. But
yeah, the headline
the Ghost
I saw
of Kiev.
Was like four or five different model aircraft that he shot down. He's a
model aircraft?
They were different aircraft.
Well,
he
shot make and model, the
oh, okay,
type of aircraft.
I thought you were talking about little models.
Yeah,
like.
That's not as impressive.
It's not nearly as impressive. I can do that with one
I
shotgun.
I could probably do
that. I almost shot the neighbor kid who was flying his drone in my backyard. I almost shot that down. That
really?
would have been a model aircraft that could have taken out.
But yeah, Ghost of Kiev seems like a fucking fairy tale, like some sort of game or something.
Oh, those ace spiders are out there.
This shit
man.
Ain't a game, you know.
No.
This motherfucker out here killing people.
This has been a calculated move.
But hey, that's what happened.
So I just looked up the remains. The reports remain unconfirmed by Ukrainian officials, and the rumor is very likely false. The war remains rife with misinformation and propaganda, and a video purporting to be evidence of the ghost turned out to be instead from a video game.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Well, you hit that one on the head.
Sheesh.
That sounds like it's straight.
You've been called out.
Remember, you can also call into the show and chat with us. The number is 516-387-1710. That number again. I'm going to go make you stand in the driveway and just call in to talk to us, you asshole.
Can I come in yet?
Come on. 516-387-1710. Yeah, war, man. I thought we were getting out of war. You think Biden's going to push us into this war?
He's doing
Biden's
everything
a fucking pussy.
Can.
Not a chance.
He's a fucking pussy.
And,
I don't know.
Well, it's a calculated move by Putin. He's had his eyes
absolutely.
On reuniting the USSR since it broke apart
in
1991.
Yeah, you know.
And he wants to build his empire back.
Exactly.
And he's put pressure on Ukraine since they broke off into their own sovereign borders to not join NATO.
Yeah,
this whole time
that they were part of the same country,
and he wanted that
were,
because
you know,
if he invaded he wouldn't be protected by NATO. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, that sounds like what's happening. So he bullied them into not joining NATO, and then he invades them anyway.
Well, that's a genius plan if you're him.
What's the
make sure they don't have the protection and then go kick their ass.
See, he's spinning it like it's some kind of a humanitarian, like they want me to kind of thing. I don't really know what his pretext is.
No, but he did try it the first time in 2014. You know?
Right,
he went
right.
off and
he marched some troops in there,
exactly.
But then he backed off.
Yeah, and then why did he wait? I don't know.
This
was like a conspiracy through one of my coworkers, but he feels like it was because of Donald Trump. Donald Trump was running it. You know, he's a little unpredictable. He's a little wild.
He gets a little wild.
You know?
he's a little wild, you know?
If you're going to get in a fight in the street, do you want to get in a fight in the street with the sleepy old man that's, like, stumbling
man,
around? Or do you want
the
guy that's, like,
fuck up.
You want to get the one with
man.
That's crazy,
oh,
like,
man.
Fucking putting cheeseburgers on his gum.
My mama.
Snorting whippets.
Man, Joe, he's shiesty.
Tweeting
don't
about
trust
it.
Him.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. I don't know. Kids are all worried about World War III.
Of course.
You think it's going to be another Cold War? You think we're going to do an arms race?
No, it would be a lot worse than that. I feel like it'd be worse.
I don't think that these.
I don't even think there'd really be like a war if shit really, really popped off.
I don't think these blow
each other off the earth.
Sanctions are going to do very much. He's trying to hit him in his wallet right now, but the IT kind of tech in me thinks they probably have a lot of decentralized money already. i.e. crypto.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I don't think he's already thought of this. He's not stupid.
Well,
this has been a calculated move for a long time.
From what I understand, Putin's worth
at least 2014.
He's got like $200 billion worth of assets in different offshore accounts and whatnot.
Right. He's an oligarch.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. When you got that kind of money, you can pretty much do whatever the fuck you want.
Pretty much.
Did y'all watch any of that press conference the day before yet?
I did. I watched the whole 25 minutes of it.
Yeah.
Oh, did you? The one from Putin?
The Biden press conference.
Biden press conference?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Putin one.
Not the Putin
like,
one.
Like it was a live Putin like a press conference.
Live Putin.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Live Putin came, baby. Hey. Holler at me one time. But
so what did Putin say?
Putin? Well, he was honestly just being questioned. I don't know who these people were.
But, Russian state media.
They didn't sound Ukrainian. I'll tell you what. There's something. But
they're reading off
a script. English descent. But they're just asking him about all his footholds and what his plans were and what his thoughts were. And he was just he came off real polite and real quiet.
Oh sure.
And real soft spoken, you know. But for the most part, he was just bitten bullshit, you know. It's like he says one thing and then he'll go turn around and do the opposite.
He's a politician.
Yeah, you know, but you know, most people don't understand because most people out nowadays they don't give a fuck about politics. They don't pay no attention to politics. They don't know nothing about
politics. People are hyper focused on politics these days.
Only a select few.
Man. They're focused on fucking Rihanna having a baby with ASAP Rocky or some fucking bullshit, man. It's
Christian, we're gonna
kids
have to teach
are retarded,
you.
Man. Kids are retarded. I'll tell you
we're
what.
We're gonna have to teach you about podcasts where you actually talk into the microphone.
I know.
Hey, speak, motherfucker.
You need to get a lapel mic for him.
I actually
I'm
hooked
ready
that
to
up.
Away to cough.
We're smoking weed. Okay, let that be known. We're drinking whiskey too.
Drinking whiskey.
It's Friday night. Welcome to the podcast. Hey, if you're not doing your thing too, you might want to get with it. Maybe your Friday be better.
So me and James tried to reprise this podcast a while ago, and we did it just on, you know, just some recording software.
Oh, shit. Literally on his minivan. Like,
yeah, we set
on his
up.
Hood. 3 a.m. in the morning, parked in this fucking garage.
3 a.m. on a Wednesday morning.
Getting Wednesday, middle of the fucking week. Both got work. It was some bullshit, you know. It was some bullshit.
It was unproductive.
Nice little dry run.
I dropped the N-word a lot of times. I dropped the N-word a lot of times.
We should let everyone know you're black, so that's okay. first black person on
true,
the podcast.
True.
True. Let's just get that.
Damn,
that
could have been fucking wild. Oh, shit.
That's a very good point.
All the liberals right now just... James Morrow, they're typing it up like, let me get a look at that guy. He said the N-word.
Like
we're
a bunch
cancel
of old
him.
White men pop up.
We're never going to beat Rogan at this rate.
Actually, that's how you beat Rogan. How do you think he got popular? Actually, that was something I noticed. Yesterday and today, zero stories about Joe Rogan. None. None in the news, nothing. And he's
like, whoa, motherfucker. I mean,
I'd hope so.
The focus has shifted.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. People be focused on stupid shit. Stupid shit like Joe Rogan. Why was that a big fucking thing in the world?
Your journalistic integrity is going to take a huge hit if you're still harping about Joe Rogan during Ukraine getting invaded. I mean, come on.
That would have been great if during Putin's conference he started talking about Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan's just chilling in his little podcast studio, sipping his whiskey, just like, hey, man, this is a blessing. He's just chuckling.
There's some stuff going on across the water, but you won't believe what Joe said.
Right, dude? Like, bro.
Man, this shit's wild.
Well, they always say any press is good press. I don't think it's hurting them much.
Nah.
I think people that didn't even know Joe Rogan are now tuning in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Scrubbing through all his old shows, trying to find something he said
that
was bad.
Or just listening because they're curious, because why are they talking about this guy?
I mean, who doesn't know Joe Rogan, though?
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, Joe Rogan, I don't think they
know him from Fear Factor.
Oh, yeah, dude, no, dude, that was my shit growing up. Yeah.
What about news radio?
Yeah.
Gen X.
I've heard, I've heard of it from his podcast. Yeah. I've listened to probably more of his podcast than have you.
Yeah, I listen to hundreds of his podcasts.
Yeah, literally ever since like 600, 500, I've been listening.
What's he up to now?
All sorts of
shit.
Dude, literally all sorts of shit, man. 1780.
Oh, wow.
Dude,
does he do them daily?
So,
three a week.
Three a week. That's still pretty good. Yeah.
But he gets so much fucking money. He's got so many viewers, like more than all the news stations put together.
Spotify scooped him up for like 100 million or something crazy.
Yeah, like that a year. Yeah, yeah.
That's like some Seinfeld money.
Or for like 5 years. 5 years. Yeah.
250 a year for 5 years.
Yep.
Wait, 250 a year? I heard the whole thing was close to 200 million.
Maybe the whole thing was 250 million, then it was 50 million.
Might have been for that amount.
Starting to come together why Neil Young couldn't bring him down.
But yeah, that's 1780.
Yeah. You're a chump, Neil Young.
Keep Joe Rogan in the free world.
He thinks about the free world. He's trying to silence somebody.
Yeah.
Realize how ironic that is?
I thought about making that parody.
Man, that's another Gen X shit, because I don't even know that motherfucker. if we're going to be honest.
Before us.
That's probably before Gen X.
Oh, shit. What gen would that be then?
I guess boomers are before X. Right?
Goddamn boomers. Oh, no. It's the boomers.
We all got boomers for parents that are Gen X.
Yeah, they got Gen X for parents.
Yeah.
I know his mom's Gen X because I'm dating her, so.
Right?
I don't know about Christian parents. But.
This motherfucker's technically my stepfather. on the down low, though, you know what I'm saying? I guess not no more.
You ever think you'd have a white daddy?
Honestly, never. Never in a million years. But I don't. My father's black. Black than the night sky, bro. But Shane, my boy. I fucks with him. And I fucks with Shane. And I fucks with Drew, and we're out here just, having
actually,
a good time.
I'm
glad. Fuck you, too.
All right, man, fuck you first. Fuck you first twice, sucker.
Actually, it's good that you guys are meeting because we're going to be in Vegas together. Drew's coming up on his
anniversary.
Yeah,
September
anniversary,
10 years, man. That's a good
congrats.
Good milestone,
thank you.
Man.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go renew our vows, do the Elvis little chapel.
You're doing the whole Elvis?
Elvis
shit.
Thing. Yeah. I'm hoping the COVID mandates are going to be gone by then.
Mask.
Well, we were.
They'll be around.
I was
going to
have Elvis walk
there.
Her down the aisle and give
nice
her away.
Just oh,
but
just
because of COVID away. Mandates, he was going to shadow her, like
listen,
walk no behind
way.
Her.
I will do you this favor.
That's weak.
If they do with the COVID mandates, I will get in full Elvis gear. I'll get the suit and everything, and I'll walk her down.
They might take offense to that.
No, I don't care. I don't care.
Oh, you're already a character. I don't know.
I'm a goddamn dog.
I don't know.
Nah, it should be fun. I think more people than we thought are actually going to go down there.
Oh, yeah?
Because we got married at the courthouse. We didn't actually do a real wedding. So a lot of her side of the family was kind of bummed. They didn't have anything to go to. So us doing this, they're like, yeah, we're in. We're doing it. Like,
my uncle had one of
we're going to have an entourage. It's going to be great.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
We'll definitely do something on that night. That's going to be the night you guys renew your vows is the last night we're going to be there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we're going for 4 days. So we'll be like the 3 days up to it and then that day.
Okay.
And then because tickets were cheapest to get out then. So
I guess that's when I got to go the hardest.
That's it. Yeah. That's how you do Vegas, though.
Yeah.
The last day you go hard and then you just sleep on the airplane.
Yeah, I've only been one time. It's a lot of fun, but you don't really want to be there too long. You could definitely overstay your welcome.
Yeah, I definitely feel like I spend too much
a week
money.
Is tops for me.
I've been to Vegas 6 times, all for dart tournaments, and every single time it was for 10-plus days.
Really?
Yeah.
That's too long,
broke,
isn't
motherfucker.
It?
Oh. It's awful.
Yeah.
You run out of money. You're trying to check out the dollar menu at McDonald's. Like, you're looking at that 99-cent shrimp cocktail like, should I? The whole shrimp cocktail for 99 cents, and I am hungry, but should I?
Filling up on shrimp.
Shrimp playing the penny slots, drinking free watered down food.
Give me 5 trays. The best extra
I'll
value
you
meal
shrimp,
ever.
Baby.
Yeah, so the week going to Vegas is Drew for his wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
And then me and my girlfriend are going, and we're taking my girlfriend's kids, James, and his brother down there. And then you're going to have an entourage, and we should...
Should be a good time.
Should have a good time.
And then Christian is meeting us down there.
Yeah.
Yep, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I'll be meeting you down there.
I think we're going to pick one of those nights and just do like a guy's thing, girl's thing, just split up into two big groups and just do whatever.
Oh, sweet.
Should be fun.
Sweet.
Sounds like the move.
Yeah.
Like the move. You got to talk into the mic.
Sounds like the move, man.
My friend Eric's going to go down there. Have you met Huba?
I don't think I have.
No. He went over for Super Bowl, and we were playing poker afterwards. He was getting pretty trash, but he's like, I'm going. Like, I know you're going. He's like, and we're also going to go skydiving. Like,
What the fuck?
Ooh.
Yo,
I'm out.
Yo, that
that's
shit
a
took a left turn.
Trip,
yo, where'd that
so
come
I was
from?
I kind of drunk, too. So I was like, all right.
I'll fucking do it. I'll fucking do it.
He's like, fuck yeah.
I ain't no pussy. I ain't no bitch. I'll fucking do it.
But they're going to tether you to, like, an instructor.
You're
going to so,
make it.
I mean,
oh, that's super
no
gay.
Way
that's...
You could kill yourself.
You're going to make it 9 years.
Nah, that's just normal. That's literally normal skydiving. You can't just
I don't know. Maybe I'm just... Got homophobic tendencies.
You get yourself a bitch instructor.
I'm
all right
with falling from fucking a grip in the sky with a grown-ass man attached to my rectum. I'm not good with it. I'm not good with it.
You'll wish he was there.
Not just there, but like literally strapped to you.
I went through that on Wednesday. They give you a little fentanyl, you'll be just fine.
Oh, shit.
You'll be okay with it.
I said it. I said it. I'll pop the first in mama. There we go.
I often thought
that was the show.
I
pounded little shooters before they jump out of the plane. Let me get my confidence up.
Yeah, I've often thought, James, about betting you, like, your $1 to my $100 if you can go a whole entire day without saying the N-word.
Sheesh.
It's easy money for you.
I bet I could.
It's super
I don't think you
man,
could.
Just get that fentanyl, baby.
No, you can't sleep the whole day away. You got to be
no,
at normal
man.
Hours.
I am not a goddamn fentanyl user. I don't do it. It's not me.
Not yet.
That's
the record.
Yeah, I had to.
If 516-387-1710 if you want to call in and join the fun. This is Alaska Mac Radio with Drew James and Chris Jones.
Holla back.
Speaking of, you talking about the COVID being done in Vegas or not, the CDC just came out today that said they're releasing a lot of the guidelines on mask wearing, and they're not going to require masks in like 7 out of 10 people. They still think that, you know, of course, people that are...
But who do they decide who the unlucky three are?
you want to know?
Yeah.
School kids. They still got to have the school
the ones
kids.
That have the...
Got to crack the whip early.
The lowest mortality rate if they catch it.
Yep.
Those ones.
And who hardly get sick from it.
Yeah, those ones.
Those ones, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cramming your kids. But they're the catalysts, really.
You know, my kid, like, when they go under red alert or whatever at school, you know, they have, like, green, yellow,
green, red. Yep.
Yeah. He hates wearing the mask, but if he has to, he takes, like, a brand new, you know, one, and he'll just bend it around his ears just to where it catches his ear so it's like straight still so he can breathe out the side. Yeah, he hates those.
Yeah, you can take, if they got those little metal pieces, you can take that little metal piece you're supposed to bend down on your nose and bend it out.
Ooh.
And then it'll act like wings and open the whole mask up.
You look like that lizard from Jurassic Park. I'm going to spit COVID at you.
That's what they're worried about too, man. I don't know what they're worried about. Everyone is so sick of this COVID thing.
Yeah, I think people are almost getting to the point where they're like, I don't even care if I get it anymore. You know, just I want this to be over.
Yeah.
And, you know, experts, you know, the real virologists, I think is what they're called, at the very beginning were saying everyone's going to get this, almost everyone.
Yeah. You're
just going to have to get over it with, you know.
It's a respiratory disease.
An endemic thing.
You're not going to stop.
There's no preventing it. You're going to get it.
Yeah.
They said that from the start, but then they put all these mandates out, and it's like,
no, yep.
It's just going to slow the process of everyone getting it.
Right.
That's all it's doing.
Well, with that last variant, and there's a new variant that's out that's supposed to be even more spreadable than Omicron.
Well, they said Omicron was more spreadable. I don't know.
That's not the technical term.
That's like a margarine type of reference.
personal belief, personal opinion.
But
it's full
not
of
as severe, right? The
correct.
Omicron?
Correct.
So what's
more
new
transmissible,
one?
But not as severe.
See, there you go with your college words.
how many different forms do they got now that they're talking about?
I mean, I've heard at least of like 8 of them now.
Motherfuckers coming out with all sorts of shit, man.
Yeah, we've been going through them. I mean, it makes sense. You know, this shit's going to mutate one way or another. But
viral, yeah.
Still, I mean,
that's why we can't
keep
on top of the regular flu.
It's like the flu where it's like, all right, we're not, you know, people are going to die from it, sure, but it's not a super hot, heavy rate.
No,
you know,
it's
that's
not
how
like
I think
the
it.
Bubonic plague.
No,
where
I don't
like
even
half
think,
of
I don't
Europe
think,
died.
Is there even more deaths than the
normal flu? I don't
know
if anyone could even hear me that whole time. I wasn't that close.
Yeah, I mean, the likelihood of you dying from it is higher. I think it's like less than 1%, but usually that percent are people that are very unhealthy or elderly.
Very old, yeah.
If you're our age, you got a really good chance. That's what I've seen.
Well,
unless you're not as healthy as me.
Y'all are.
Don't die, motherfucker.
You don't even know me.
Y'all are.
I know how unhealthy my life is.
Like, motherfucker, I'm dying.
Christian, you'll be fine.
I'm broken.
Should we put on masks? I feel sorry.
I gotta take this motherfucker to church. Jeez. Get you in the good grace of the Lord.
You're all gonna kill me.
Speaking of war and COVID, did you guys all see that video of the tank or the car getting run over by the
tank?
Yeah,
man. That motherfucker survived.
The
that motherfucker survived.
Survived.
They survived. Really?
You got to watch how they run over the tank, man.
I saw
I mean, how they run over the car.
But that was like
them
the
trying
the video
to block traffic in Ukraine.
No, he was just driving across the street and some motherfucker ran or drove in front of him.
So what happened?
He just ran it over.
Wow.
But it was in between the though. He didn't get fucking...
So what happened was...
How lucky is that?
Right? Yeah.
There was a tank and it started getting into a firefight with another tank. And this car just drove through, and the guy in the one tank went to swerve.
Going to church.
Yeah, literally. Just, it's the Lord's Day.
But to bring it all back around.
So
Lord's Day.
Singing his hymns on the way to church.
Just hymning, baby. You know.
Come on, boy. And look what happened. Me home.
He got taken care of.
Yeah, yeah. Motherfucker to get pancakes, so, you know, that's a good day.
But have you
that's
seen
a good day in Ukraine right now. Shit.
Pictures of him in the car. Oh, pictures of him in the car. The dude that got run over and lived, he was wearing a mask in those pictures. He had
whoa,
a mask
whoa.
Dangling off the side of his face. So he was alone.
Fuck. That's the most effective
is that what saved
way
him?
To wear a mask.
That would save him, Shane.
It'd be funny if he still got COVID. You survived getting run over by a tank, motherfucker, but COVID, it's coming for you.
Goodness.
He's going to get you.
As soon as he got out of that car, he probably threw that mask right over his other ear. He's like, oh, shit. Get that on.
Well, I'm going to go straight up.
Oh, old school with the matches.
Are we cold-blooded?
No, it's Gen X.
Cold-blooded.
Gen X. Matches.
I don't use matches, so fuck it.
516-387-1710 is the number if you want to call, and we'll get this down eventually.
Call in, motherfuckers.
This is our first episode in a long time, and we'll get all the kinks worked out, and I might actually have things set up right next time we do.
Yeah, like some talking points and
yeah.
You know
yeah.
What's shitty about all that what? Is I spent so much time stressing about getting everything set up, and I didn't prepare a show. I didn't do all my show prep. I didn't come up with talking points. I didn't do the normal things that I usually do.
Right.
But I had everything else ready to go, and then the soundboard shit out on me, and we're 7 minutes late anyway.
I saw lights were on, so I mean it was plugged in. So.
Yeah, it's been 6 years since we've used this equipment, so I gotta pull the book out and start reading. Oh fuck. I'm too old for that
it's a
shit.
Tough business. There's got to be like smart devices that like make it super simple these days. I mean, everybody either like streams like on Twitch or, you know, like playing games, or they do some kind of vlog, or I mean, everybody's doing it. So it's got to be
well. Most people have
simplified
like
these days.
One of these little boards, like I have right here, which is a small soundboard. It's only got four channels, and then. You know, some sound effects and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they just run it through their computer. I don't know how they all do it.
I'm going to tell you, almost any streamer you see, these are all 16-year-old kids, and they might have money because, you know, either their parents or they got big streaming by being great
at a game. Maybe that little motherfucker trapping, you know?
Maybe they're trapping, all right?
That's a little something on the side.
But the point I'm getting at is literally everything runs.
It's a wild world we live in.
They don't fuck with soundboards anymore. Like, this is only if you're doing like music usually now.
Yeah.
Like,
so this is a
like this is good for us though because like this
head?
Is the setup we have. Yeah, it's
I get it.
This is old school, man.
I'm gonna
you're
cook
me.
Up a beat for y'all motherfuckers next
time. You just
time.
Need to get an OnlyFans.
Oh,
make some videos of your feet. And then
hey baby,
then
I show chest. I show chest. What's going on?
Hey, there's plenty of feet people.
Can I get your Cash App?
No, I.
It's a greasy world we're living in, man.
I'm honestly appalled.
So am I, man.
When OnlyFans came out,
oh, that's
had
number
some,
two.
I said
it again.
Some girl I knew ever since I was in middle school. She made an OnlyFans, and this girl made enough money, and you know, I'm not name dropping, so it's okay. But this girl's not fine at all. You know, she's I. You know, but she's not fine.
She's
you know, but she bought herself a brand new car within 3 months of getting an OnlyFans account.
See, that's the thing. You want
brand
one of
new
those
car,
attainable looking,
like
drills,
off the lot, not yeah.
Like you could see yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
That sort of thing.
And yeah. You know her since junior high. And how old
her,
is she now?
You could get her name.
She
once,
over 18.
Once we're off the air.
Yeah, she's 23 now, 24.
Research is. You say it in the show, it's got to be looked up. No, I'm joking.
Bro, that OnlyFans is a different shit. I'm telling you, that shit's changing motherfuckers' lives on the down low.
What are you talking about?
Man, I know this one girl. Nah, I've been chopping up this one girl. Not name dropping. but this girl pulling in five racks at least a month. Besides bonuses, besides tips, besides all that bullshit from OnlyFans. She can pay all the bills, take care of a little boy, you know. Yeah, she's a baby mama, reminds you. And she's taking care of all of it. Off to OnlyFans.
Good
shit's
for her.
Wild. Shit's wild.
You know the saddest part about that, though, that we've turned sex work into virtual and you fucking young kids and your goddamn virtual world.
What doesn't make sense to me, why the fuck you going to go pay for some, you know, some town girl, you know, that I've been living around, you might know barely, you know what I'm saying? When you got Pornhub, you got all these fucking sites, and it is ass clapping nonstop. I don't understand. I don't understand. What the fuck is wrong with you fucking motherfuckers out here paying for this silliness, bro?
That is one thing that
this shit is free.
Kind of boggled my mind was like, you can't, prostitution is illegal in most places, but you can have paid professionals fuck in front of a camera and they can sell it.
Yep.
And it's perfectly fine.
Yep.
Motherfucker. Yeah.
Like,
but,
I don't, how are they not prostitutes just fucking each other?
I can't get
That's
over
all it.
It
is.
Bro. Motherfuckers are paying.
That's
dude. These girls, you see it on these stores. Oh, $25. You know, see the whole scroll, the whole camera roll.
Whole
you know
scroll?
What I'm saying? Yeah, the whole scroll. You see
the whole
everything.
Scroll, the whole
every
camera
goddamn
roll.
Thing. The whole scroll, baby.
It hit me in my
you
soul.
Know? Yeah, man. Scroll is
down
in soul,
soul,
baby. But nah, it's just titties. Pussy, ass, nigga, you can find all third time. Oh, but hey, you can find that literally on any porn site for free. I don't understand why these motherfuckers over here wasting their money on some silly shit. It just sounds goofy.
I think it's the personal interaction. You know, they like live stream and you could talk to them and
yeah, you
know,
they
get off on
that. I mean, maybe
I don't know what it is,
I don't think that's the thing on OnlyFans. They send you just pictures and videos.
No, they do like live stuff too.
Yeah, it's like a Twitch.
Honestly,
it's like Twitch for fucking.
I don't think so, man.
I mean, I support the girl. Hey, what a, you know, they making their money. They if they, you know,
if
you got these single baby mamas out here taking care of the kids off the shit. Hey.
If you use OnlyFans, give us a call at 516-387-1710. Let us know what it's about because obviously
what's going on, shorty?
We're misinformed.
Let us know.
This is funny though because you guys are young and you don't fuck with the OnlyFans.
I'm defending it, sort of.
Because you're broke.
In
and
a way.
We're old and we got money and we can't figure it
no,
out.
No, I've just never paid for pussy and I'm just like, I'm not going to start
never.
Today. I don't know.
Never,
I don't,
Never
pay
for pussy.
Never
pay
for pussy.
It could be every single time you get pussy, you're paying for it. Don't
never
lie to
pay
me.
For pussy.
Don't fucking lie to me. You're taking that bitch out to dinner. You're fucking buying that bitch flowers. Yeah, you're going all out. All right. Don't tell me you ain't paying
shit.
For pussy. You're paying for pussy.
You pay for pussy. That's number four. Shit.
Every day of your life.
Damn. Ain't that cold blooded?
Yeah, that's the truth.
Ain't
though.
That cold blooded?
That's the truth, though.
You females better defend me.
I think
goddammit.
Probably where the two generations meet. You got the young millennial girls and the old creepy Gen X with all the money.
Hey. Oh, shit.
Disposable income.
Yeah. Just sitting in a chair. Chasing away in a dark room with only the monitor screen is your life. I'm trying to paint a picture here. It's beautiful.
I see that. Yeah, motherfuckers be married for 6 years nowadays over a girl from like fucking Tinder. That
I'm gonna go in the garage.
You know, never met. Is like, yo,
get on my phone.
Hey, baby, can I see you? Been 5 years. No, but I'll take that, you know, child support. I'll take that $1,000. I'll take that.
Have they,
you know,
seen that?
Yeah, dude, bro.
How they pay child
support? Catfish. Catfish is like one of the fucking biggest show for these young motherfuckers out here. You know, and it's just about these motherfuckers with these fake identities online or not even fake identities. They're just lying about their livelihood and what they're fucking doing and what their intentions are. And they just literally put all these motherfuckers on blast, and it's kind of hilarious, but it's kind of cold-blooded at the same time. If you've seen Catfish, everybody's seen Catfish nowadays.
Yeah,
usually
it's like some huge dude that's pretending to be a girl.
Yeah, man, or it's like some big, large woman who's been pretending to be seven skinny bitches. And it's like, yo, got all these niggas played, bro. It's crazy, bro. Bro,
I didn't lie about the math. You know? I'm like, I'm seven people put together.
Man.
The math is correct.
And it's like, that's the wild thing about nowadays. It's not only could it be a woman, it could be a dude, it could be a fucking transvestite, it could be fucking whatever anybody claims as. You know what I'm saying? Whoever.
You have free use to use the N-word, but you've got to
say
transvestite.
Shit. Hey,
you cannot say
goddamn.
Transvestite.
What the fuck you want me to say? Right, hey, hey, you will be fine. I'm not here. I'm not here shitting on you. You know, that's not the job. But
I thought transvestite was just wearing women's clothes.
That's a cross-dresser.
No, I thought it was.
That's a transvestite.
What?
the cross-dresser.
No, transsexual.
No,
transvestite,
I'm not a transvestite. I have both fucking male and female.
Hermaphrodite. Yeah, hermaphrodite.
Whoa, now.
Yo, what the fuck did I just say? What did I say? Oh, shit. I set myself up for failure. Oh, no.
Now I gotta
Google. No. Awesome. Don't judge me. I was wrong. I apologize.
Shit. All right. So, yeah. Transvestite, a person who dress primarily associated with the opposite sex.
So like a drag, motherfucker.
By that definition,
I could be
chick,
any prostitute in Vegas.
A chick that dresses up like a dude is also a transvestite.
Yes, but
but
it says typically used of a man.
Bruh, I got a better term for that.
That's
called a dyke.
Still, yes.
That's called a dyke. I don't know.
But by the definition, so if I dress my dog up like a cat, I could call it a transvestite?
What the fuck?
I mean, if you really want to, go for it. You really hate your dog that much. Fucking go for it. But
I have no idea.
No, man. It's I don't know, the world today. You can't talk about this stuff. No. We won't get popular. That's fine, too.
Yeah, I don't give a shit if we get popular. We're not going to get fucking...
I'll tell you what we will do.
Fucking,
we'll tell it like it is.
Joe
we'll have
Rogan.
A good time.
Yeah.
Yes, that's all we really need.
Just saying what you're
time.
All thinking.
We get fucking 20 viewers, that's dope. You know, if they're having a good time, that's a good time.
Sure.
Oh, I don't think I ever got 20 viewers in the history of the show.
Exactly. That's like what I'm saying. 20. We keep our goals, 20 viewers. That's our first goal, all right? If we hit 20 constant viewers, constant too, and that's the big thing. You know, they got to fucking be people who come by every week. Or
well, that's
going
to have to be your guys' deal, man. You got to get the word out because you guys are all from the tech age and you guys know how to fucking put that shit out there. And you know how to, you got peoples. I got peoples. I'm old. I'm cranky.
James,
all I want to do is go
peoples.
Home. And...
I got less friends on my Facebook than my grandpa.
God damn, bro. Nigga living in the Stone Ages. What was that, number five? Number five.
Are we keeping the
lucky number five.
Facebook
hey.
User number five.
Hey, holler at your boy.
Are we going to have a James running N-word count?
Hey, man. Hey, man. We'll count every episode. Then we'll add them up for a grand total.
We'll leave that for a viewer eventually who's a hardcore viewer. They'll count up
everything. Count up all the bombs on the show.
Hey, whoever becomes a hardcore viewer, your mom's a bitch.
Whoa.
And I don't trust you.
Whoa.
Whoa.
So
I got friends.
I
love their mom.
Your friends be all right.
That ain't cool.
They don't know me. They don't know what's going on. I wasn't talking about your friends, Shane. Unless they fucking become some.
I know. I got to break
dark
the ball.
Are the Winter Olympics over?
Yes, they're
yeah.
finished. That's funny that
yeah,
you say that.
China told, like, literally fucking.
I watched
Putin,
some of it.
Hey, hold off on the fucking shits until the Olympics are over.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the Russian Olympic Committee has to get their medals, and then we.
Yeah, literally.
Are they safely home? Fires and missiles.
Fuckers. Yeah, dude.
Well, another interesting development of the whole Russia invading Ukraine thing is this year is the World Cup 2022,
mm-hmm.
which is like the biggest sporting event in the world. It's in Qatar or Qatar, whatever the fuck you want to call that.
Qatar.
Anyways.
Cooter, son.
Cooter.
Cooter, baby. Cooter.
Anyways.
I'm sure it's Qatar or something like that.
Qatar, yeah.
The World Cup in 2026 is in Russia, and they have qualifying games in Russia, and three countries have come out so far.
Are they going to change the venue to Ukraine?
No, because the fucking FIFA is dirty.
Oh, shit.
I missed that. I should have
you hurt a bunch of motherfuckers. I'll fucking count and fist your fucking head with a Louisville fucking slugger. What do you think of that, ass fuck?
Whoops.
Whoa, what was that, man?
Sounds like Adam Sandler.
I accidentally hit a...
Motherfucker done busted out the laptop.
I went to hit click on the laptop because the screen keeps going dead, and then it played this right here.
I'll fucking count and fist your fucking head with a Louisville fucking slugger! What do you think of that,
my
ass fuck?
Hey.
The Sandman.
He's coming out with another movie with...
Let me guess.
With Jennifer Aniston.
Who the fuck's coming out in the movie?
Sandler, with
huh?
Jennifer Aniston.
He uses the same
Adam
crew
Sandler.
In every movie.
What are you talking about?
Adam Sandler?
No.
No.
It's new people all the time.
You know what I heard? I heard Adam Sandler suck dick for rocks.
You're reaching now. You are much more naturally a funny person. You don't got to reach for shit like that. Do better, James.
I'll take it back.
We got a call from Adam Sandler.
You're going to die.
That was a low blow. I'm sorry. You're a good man.
516-387-1710. Adam Sandler, call us if you're listening.
That would make my century if that happened.
I'd be scared, honestly. I'd be like, what the fuck?
You're like, oh,
where'd this man come from?
I'm fueling up my plane. I'm on my way.
Boyo. Excited to see you.
Yeah, man, we're coming up on the hour mark here in about 8 minutes, minus 7 minutes. I don't know how long these shows are going to go in the future, and I don't know how often we're going to do them, but I would like to start doing this again on a regular basis because I do miss doing this.
Oh, yeah, it'll become a fucking regular thing. We'll just have to be better prepared next time.
Yeah,
once
I got it up and running and you know, putting out show sheets and all that shit, and it'll be back to the regular show. But I'm having a good time now. Of course, this is my...
But we did it, motherfuckers. Ball through the wall. Got it done.
Yeah,
we're out here.
It's been fun to do a couple during football season so we could talk sports a little bit.
We can still talk sports. I mean...
No, football's dead to me until next year.
You know there's more sports than just football, right?
Nope.
Like Masvidal's fighting tomorrow.
Masvidal!
No.
That's
that
March
up.
5th.
I
That's
think
March 5th.
Are you sure about
I'm
that?
I'm positive it's March 5th.
Swear to God, I saw
that. I'm 100% it's March 5th.
All right. I'll take your word
for it. Masvidal in the hood, backyard. Gangster fighting, bro. From the trenches. Home favorite. That's what we'll call him. Cuban.
We got
until
March 5th to figure out if he's blood or not.
And then you got fucking Colby Chaos Covington.
Is this the motherfucker...
You know,
UFC,
but Chaos Covington, he's kind of a what we call bitch nigga. and he's got to him and Masvidal, they used to be best friends. They used to live together. Masvidal got him into the UFC, and then they were on fucking UFC Embedded, and they were living together, you know, living broke together, having bitches over in the same place, you know what I'm saying, training together, doing all the works.
Yeah.
Best friends. Colby ends up turning on the gym and talking a bunch of shit and just running his fucking mouth and
on the gym, like the whole entire
facility?
Like
just like the
everybody
facility,
that was
the
in
gym,
there?
The fucking coach, the coaches, you know, just the entire.
Was this like prior to a fight, or was this just long
no,
time
this
ago?
No, this was a long time ago.
Sometimes
now.
I don't.
Not well now. It was probably like. Four.
Sometimes I think they manufacture some of the.
I'd say it was 4 to 6 years ago, but yeah, Masvidal and fucking Colby, they were boys growing, like just coming up, you know, fucking.
What are you looking for?
But.
You're not hearing me?
Yeah, Masvidal wasn't having it, you know. He had seen the disrespect, you know.
Yeah.
And he was like, fuck this fool, along with pretty much everybody else who was going out in the gym, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like Colby Covington. He also lived with John Jones. Everybody knows John Jones.
Yeah.
Everybody
you
know, knows
John Bones Jones lived with him, and he's all claiming, you know, I lived with him for fucking 2 years or whatever. It was just a matter of months he lived with John Jones, and the motherfucker could never compare in his life to John Jones. John Jones would fucking dog him in the worst way.
Yeah.
And I hope he does for that banter he's been spitting.
John Jones is a lot bigger than Colby Covington, too.
Oh, well, absolutely. But, hey, talk shit, get hit, motherfucker. Hey, welcome to the real world. Shit don't save you in the streets. You got it fucked up. Fuck you, Colby. Punk-ass nigga, bro. Oh,
damn.
Another one. Damn.
Damn. Oh. Jeez.
But, yeah, that fight's going to be big, man. There's been so much hype behind it for, like, 4 or 5 years? Like, for a long time now,
wow.
Ever since he since he pulled that shit pretty much. And it's just been getting built up. And Colby, he was about to get kicked out of the UFC because he was not an exciting enough fighter, apparently, for the UFC and for the fans.
Yeah.
He was winning his fights, but he wasn't entertaining enough.
Ground and pound.
It was like that, yeah, a bunch of wrestling, but he wasn't entertaining enough.
When the
and
MMA
he was about
turns
to get booted, whether he was winning or not, he was going to get booted. So then he came out and fought fucking, I believe it was Demian Maia. Demian Maia. And Demian Maia is a renowned fucking Brazilian technician. He's been on top of that shit for fucking ever. Like, you think the Gracies are good, this motherfucker is the best in the world when it came to that shit at that point in time. But he fought Demian Maia, won, and this was, I believe it was in Brazil. And he was fucking, he goes and gets the mic from Daniel Cormier, DC,
yeah,
lightweight champion, you know, at the time, fucking, and he's just like, go to hell, you filthy animal, you filthy Brazilian, fucking,
oh, wow,
talking shit, you know, comes out this wild, wild shit. And then everybody's focused on Kobe. Everybody's, you know, and then ever since then, he's been on a hot streak and just acting a fucking fool.
It sounds like he's just
crazy
trying
shit,
to make a name.
Acting outrageous. And hey, that shit kept him in the UFC. So, like,
that's
more power
you
to you, man. All, you know,
he's going.
He didn't want to lose his dream. It was in his hands. He had to do something. Yeah. He made it happen.
He went the Kanye route.
You know, Kanye, gotta, yeah, you know,
whatever the hell. To
Kanye,
get,
Kanye
relevant,
a little bit of a degenerate, but you know, yeah, the niggas making it happen.
That's
Sheesh.
That's gonna be my favorite part of the podcast from now on. Speaking of Kanye, I just read this story about Kanye.
Uh-oh.
Here it is.
Uh-oh.
I pulled it up.
Fucking Kanye.
Apparently, he's dating a Kim Kardashian lookalike now. Like some chick who makes her money looking like Kim Kardashian.
Oh, no.
He's a weirdo.
He's a weirdo. Yo, that motherfucker moved in next door. He's lurking.
That's literally the Kanye thing to do.
Oh, yeah. Y'all be in an outrage if this was a random motherfucker. He'd be like, oh, he's stalking me. He's doing this. No, but it's Kanye. He's like, Kanye, baby, it's Yeezy. It's Yeezy, baby. Y'all are stupid. Wake up. Wake up, motherfucker.
That's funny because Drew was telling me about
Kanye
that.
Kanye don't run the world. Y'all seen his fucking shoe brands and his clotheslines and shit? You trying to be out here on like some fucking moon robot shit? This motherfucker got space boots. He got the works,
James,
man.
Don't
shit,
tell me you didn't fuck with Yeezys in high school.
I did not fuck with Yeezys.
I don't,
dude, on my
don't
mama, on my granny kids, on
they
my
were too
granny,
expensive
on her
to fuck with them.
On her fucking ancestors, bro. I did not fuck with no
expensive
goddamn Yeezys. That shit is for the birds. Not with it.
You kill me.
Can't do it.
I'm sensing a little bit of hate.
Hey, it is a little bit of hate. It's goddamn hateful if you ask me.
Now, it's funny because me and Drew got in this conversation here a few years back when Kanye put out his gospel album. And I was really digging one of the songs. And Drew was like, don't listen to anything Kanye does.
You talking about Donda?
No, I'm talking about his gospel album.
You can't say don't listen to anything an artist does just because they're fucking crazy or fucking retarded.
Yeah, man, they could be crazy or retarded or fucking whatever they is, and they can still make some fire music.
You
got
your own. You got a Christian. Ding.
Anybody can do anything. You know, it's wild.
I don't know what my word is yet.
Just because you were degenerate, you know, crazy motherfucker, yeah, I'm not going to fuck with you, but hey, if you make some fire beats, I might fuck with your music.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just.
Let's not make your word the N word.
It's already taken. It's already taken.
It's already taken. Oh, dang it!
I got dibs.
I'm also black, just to let you know.
Yeah, me too, man. Ancestry DNA told me I'm 1.8%.
1.8%. It's the real world.
That's got to be a lie. Did it really tell you?
That's literally
ancestry DNA.
Oh, the fucking computer.
1.8%.
Send you back DNA results. It's fucking stupid.
You just spit in a cup, and then they tell you where you came from.
You want to know what these niggas doing with your spit?
I said it again. Oh. I don't even know how to answer that.
They're doing some sloppy shit. Some triple X rated shit. Which is spit, man.
I've heard that ancestry.
Keep it to yourself.
Or the 23andMe. I can't remember which one. They're like
from on the DL.
not really outspoken, but they don't deny that they take that information and sell it. They make a lot of money
off
of it.
They sell your DNA?
I don't give
no,
a shit.
They sell
what
your information about your DNA.
Well, yeah,
not,
don't sell your actual DNA, but like the information. What kind of statistics could you garner from?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, they traffic children. Why wouldn't they?
I'm
do
not
that?
Sure what the implications
I mean,
are, but yeah, I think they do.
Unless I became a fucking spy or some shit.
Someone told me that, and then I was like,
my DNA back.
I don't give a shit.
You know what'd be funny, Christian, is if your DNA came back 1.8% black. And the other rest of it came back owned and slaves.
What if it came back 100? What if it came back 100% black and he was just albino?
That would be fantastic.
That
he wears
would be outrageous.
To cover up the red eye.
But he's a colored man on the inside.
Still wouldn't explain the hair.
At mind, at heart, and spirit.
Colored.
I just showed James. I just showed you this TikTok that I'm following that guy now. He's a black dude. And he's got twin boys, and one's black and one's white. Like,
crazy.
Yeah, white as I am, like paley, Irish, potato eating, whiskey swollen.
Do they look the same? Do they look
Mexican,
the same? Is he albino?
And a whole bunch of just random mix for the last 25%.
Yeah.
And 1.8% African, apparently, from ancestry DNA.
Oh, know? African doesn't mean black.
Well,
yeah, you could be
you
like
racist.
This nigga thinks he's black.
You've never heard of South Africa? That's like all white. Like all of it. The South African apartheid?
Rhodesia or whatever.
That was worse.
That's true, but maybe partly.
Who's that famous actress who's South African?
Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Charlize Theron.
Already had it in
his
mind.
For that Nubian princess.
I'd fuck the black back into her.
My dude, my guy.
Oh, man.
516-387-1710. Give us a call. We're having a good time tonight. Yeah, man. Kanye's a crazy motherfucker, dude. Stalking Kim, moved in next door, dating a lookalike. That is a fucking baller move right there. All right.
So now we,
he's got that fucking
we knew
money.
He was crazy.
You know, he can do whatever he wants.
Right? He went on Joe Rogan.
Yep.
And talking about becoming president.
Yep. He was running
yep.
for president.
He was running for
campaign.
President. He was
I
talking,
did it.
Fuck,
I'm
going
dummy.
To change the, I'm going to make the world.
Kanye's a dummy.
This is, like, he was all over, like, and he's took, just going into it. And Joe Rogan the entire time is trying to change the subject. After, like, 10 minutes of it, he's like, no, I'm done with this. Like, you're fucking insane.
Kanye.
But he
get your life together.
You know, because Kanye.
I was
looking goofy.
I was in Anchorage during that election cycle, and there was off of A and C, no, not A and C, but A and 36. Anyways, big, huge Kanye for president sign. Like someone actually paid money to put up one of those giant political signs in Anchorage, Alaska, for Kanye for president. I was like, this is fantastic. I pulled over, took a picture. I'm like, I have to have this for posterity, man.
I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure Kanye made like 1 or 2% of our votes here.
All right, we got a caller.
Okay. We have a caller.
We have a caller.
What the fuck?
Caller, welcome to Alaska Mac Radio.
Hello, this is Dr. Morris, your proctologist. I have the results of your exam.
Get fucked, doctor.
I want to hear this.
Okay. Dr. Morris, I'm sorry. What
about we just got the results of your proctology this week. I want to inform you that you have anal COVID.
Oh, my God.
So might I suggest that you wear a mask on your anus and quarantine your anus? I need you to quarantine your anus for 14 days.
Oh my God, does that cause extra thickness in the cell walls down there?
Are you playing, doctor? No, that was our anesthesiologist, Jim. He caused the swelling.
Tell Jim I said, what up? Let me hit it one time.
He also tested positive for anal COVID.
Uh-oh. Well, I can tell Jim that he's got some thick fingers.
Who said anything about a finger?
Thick ass.
What did he say?
Who said anything about him using a finger?
Oh.
Nigga, I'm using three fingers.
I don't know how Shane's going to be able to keep that away from other people, though.
So I'm curious. Did I get anal COVID because I wasn't wearing a mask?
Yes, I believe you weren't wearing a mask on your anus and you were exposed to somebody else that was probably unvaccinated that also had anal COVID.
Damn!
So I need you to quarantine for 14 days.
All right, 14
and,
days.
Oh, hang on a second. Hang on a second. I got a patient here. I got to.
Man, bro.
There we go.
Bro.
There we go. Oh, hang on.
Oh shit.
We got a live one.
Hey man.
All right, so, doctor, one last question before I let you go. Is there a vaccine I can get for anal COVID?
I believe yes. It's actually a flush. We have a hose and we shoot some vaccination right up there and
oh no.
So
no.
When's my follow-up
should take care of it.
When's my follow-up appointment?
How about Friday? Are you a free Friday?
I'm free Friday. You buying drinks?
Jimbo will buy the drinks.
Oh, of course. Hey, my boy.
Hey.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you, pimp.
Well, doctor, thank you for letting me know. I had no idea that...
God damn it.
I'm currently with a patient, so I apologize for any of that.
Hey, man. We'll let you go unless you get a hand on your innards.
Sounds all good. Right, I will see you Friday.
See you Friday. Thank
see
you.
See you Friday,
much.
Man.
Bye.
Man, I didn't even know.
That was good.
I didn't even know I could get anal COVID.
That was good. That was good, dude.
So we just need to keep our ass away from your ass? Is that how?
Well, I've got to quarantine my rectum for 14 days.
Right.
Yeah, and I guess wear a mask?
On both orifices?
What's this going to do to Christian? He's super sick, right?
Yeah, Christian might die.
I think he'd be all right if we don't go ask him out.
He's just a little sensitive, you know. But
like, I can't take this.
Everybody's sensitive when it comes to anal COVID.
Can't handle you, retard.
Ding, ding. Got COVID in the butt, nigga. Yo, that's wild. That's a wild thought.
There's another
wait,
for an episode.
COVID in the butt.
COVID in the butt.
True story.
We'll do a little timing for the doctor to call.
Hey.
Oh my God! I can't believe I've anal COVID.
You
I kind of knew.
You be alright.
Do you need to call some people?
I kind of knew. I couldn't smell my own farts for a while there, so I was thinking that I might have
fucking
anal
weird,
COVID.
Dude.
Yeah.
Weird, dude.
You ever farted like really good and then you can't smell it and you're like disappointed?
You ever farted and shit your pants?
I guess a good one. Yeah. Usually you want a little bit just to know that it really was, you know, it really happens. But there's no trace. You're like, what the hell?
Yeah, but what is your
yeah,
wife
you're laying in bed.
That?
You just you fart. You throw the blanket over your head. You're like, yeah, let's get that good whiff.
Whoa, man. Little hot box. Little Dutch oven, baby.
Dutch oven is meant for another person, not just alone.
You're Dutch ovening yourself.
You get a roast
yeah,
going.
Baby. Everybody likes their own brand.
It's like fecal masturbation.
Gross.
And that COVID's going to spread all over your body. Man. Just hot box yourself in that.
The habit you got to break for the time.
That's disgusting.
And that's how it should be on Alaska Mac Radio. 516-387-1710. You can give us a call and discuss my anal COVID, I guess.
Call in, motherfucker.
Yeah, man. Things have been crazy. Things have been good, though. I can't lie, man. Life's been all right.
Yeah, I mean, locally, in our own personal lives, not too bad. I don't really like being so close to Russia at this present moment. But, you know, I think they're looking west, not east. So that's good.
Yeah.
They'll turn around and start messing with the stands here eventually. I mean, there's like four of them, aren't there?
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan.
You just added extra syllables there.
This motherfucker, no name stand.
COVID in the ass stand.
Nah, man, I would be worried more about COVID being, or COVID. There I go again.
Yeah.
Russia.
It's on your mind.
It's up my ass.
Yeah. God damn it.
Russia being so close to us, except for they still are exporting all their gas and oil, so they don't got to worry about us yet. Like, all our sanctions did not attack their gas and oil production and exports. In fact, we are buying oil from Russia.
Yeah.
The United States
is
buying oil from Russia.
From what
I
heard,
think we should
Russia's
be
buying oil from Ukraine.
From them.
And that's why that's a big reason why they're going to Ukraine.
Well, Ukraine has
like Ukraine broke apart.
Yeah, I think they're known as like the breadbasket of Europe or something like that. Like
yeah, that's
they have
that's
a lot
what
of
I heard
research.
At least.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know how
Ukraine
much,
broke apart.
I guess I should be looking
from Russia though.
That was originally
they sold Alaska. So you know, if they fucking attack Alaska, that'd be full on fucking fledged war with the United States. So I don't see that
they're
happening.
They're not
going
to do that
know.
Unless we cut off their ability to sell gas and oil. And then we do have to be worried because we are right next to Russia and we have a fuck ton of oil and gas.
Yeah, I don't think it's so much the natural resources from a state
I don't think
of
they
war.
Do.
I think it's more strategic.
Well, I feel like
geography.
You know,
it's
it would
taking back
be
the,
big
the USSR point. Right now is really what the what at least what the
are we former USSR.
Hey, man, I've been seeing them stop talking about that.
We're like Ukraine.
But, like, I'm working out there every day. Like
yes.
I just see so many
Alaska
fucking fighter jets,
pretty
and
well
so much
defended.
Fucking.
Like Alaska
so
is like one of the
off.
Most highly defended, at least aerial airspaces.
Those air vehicles everywhere. Fucking.
Well, then again, that's the geography of it all.
Yes, yeah, our geography, and then that's why we focused on aerial defense in Alaska. A lot of our bases have, you know, almost all of our bases. You know, we have some like more like just holding vehicles kind of stuff bases
sure.
as well,
yeah.
but. Most of them are aerial defense. You know, they have at least some portion of aerial defense built into them.
Yeah.
And
we are like the defense system for all of America because we are at the top of the globe.
Right next to Russia.
Well,
too.
We're heavy on reconnaissance as well. Like we want to know stuff and inform before anything, you know, happens.
Well, yeah, they'll be informed when they obliterate the pipeline and all of us get nuclear fallout.
Man, maybe we should be the motherfuckers who's ready to
It's always a pleasure to be on your show. Sleep tight, motherfucker.
Sleep tight, Alaska. Don't worry about that radiation. It's just falling.
You're just sour because of your ass. Right
don't
now.
Feel my voice.
That ass COVID.
Bitter, sour ass.
Hey, speaking of Alaska, what the fuck is up with the weather? Is this breakup?
Oh, no, this is
some
false,
bullshit, bro.
False spring right now.
Man, exactly. We've had fucking, especially over the last, I feel like, 5 to 8 years, our winters have been like just, you know, towards the ending being the last 3 months of it, because it lasts till March, really. I mean May, not March. You know, month after April. April is like we get our last snow usually.
Yeah. We've had record snowfall, though, especially where I live up towards Hatcher over there.
Oh, you live over there.
Yeah, we get dumped on.
I fucking bet, man. It's been a it's
just
been
a week
rough
ago,
year,
I had to plow my driveway twice in one
storm.
Day
damn.
Just to stay on top of that damn snow.
Damn.
Ghetto.
It's crazy.
That fucking windstorm, man. That shit was wild. Destroyed a bunch of shit.
Did that windstorm affect you? Did you ever lose power?
You know what? We had that apocalyptic windstorm that was nasty, and I did not lose power one single time.
Oh, well,
I lost power pretty quick.
We lost
in my house.
I was
so
in Palmer,
cool.
Like 106 mile per hour.
Yeah.
Fucking wind, bro.
Yeah, the gust
chopped the fuck up.
It was shaking my house. We lost power at night. So I didn't really stress about it. I'm like, let's wait, see what happens.
Well, you got the wood stove, too.
I didn't turn it on, though, because the pipe is like...
You turn on your wood stove?
I didn't fire it up.
Millennial, you
but the wind fucks with it, though, and it pushes the air back down. But if it went much longer with my power outage, I was going to have to just do it. But, yeah, it went out for about, 11 hours, and it came back on. So I filled my water jugs, filled the bathtub with water so you could flush the toilets, got all my lamps going and everything, and then, bam, it was out for like another 25 hours after that.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was like so glad that I actually took advantage of the power for a minute to get everything that we needed. And yeah, we got through it.
You're the most prepper and prepper that I've ever met in my entire life. You didn't have all your shit already ready?
No, I'm not very prepared anymore. I got shit lying around, but I'm not like, yes, the apocalypse, open my floor and it's got all kinds of shit. No, I don't. I got a couple bags of rice under my bed. That's about it.
I figured you already built like a fish wheel on the creek behind your house.
That'd be so cool. Don't give me ideas, Shane.
Well, you keep doing this radio show. We're going to be right back where we were 6 years
back
ago.
To our ultra far right.
The world's going to end. It's funny that we ended the show on the world's going to end, and we were starting it when the world's ending.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm starting to slur my words. This is getting into the deep into the second hour. No.
Eight motherfucker drank too much.
Speaking of which, I'll have another.
Absolutely.
More.
It's Friday.
A lovely vintage.
Don't forget, you fellas, it's Friday, Go and enjoy yourself. Pour yourself something nice.
Is this the 10?
Yeah. Maybe hit a little something nice.
I'll tell you what, Drew. I'll tell you since you're a whiskey connoisseur.
Nice.
I seen at the Fred Meyer and Palmer, I seen Jura on sale for $50. On sale.
$50, yeah. There's a good markup on scotch, unfortunately, but, it's
the little store right by my house?
Mm-hmm.
$40 every time.
$40?
Every time.
That's a good price for 10.
It's bussing.
That's why it's been my go-to.
$40 daily.
Not on sale.
Yeah. I usually get the Laphroaig 10 at Costco. It's like a $40-something bottle, and it's super peaty stuff. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
Go to Costco, you'll probably get anything cheaper than you'll get it here.
They used to have the Lagavulin 16, which is amazing. Chef's kiss. For people that can't see it.
Does it taste like leprechaun,
pizza,
and all
that? All those delicious things. And it used to be like under $60, but you can't find it.
Oh, the Laphroaig?
No. This is the 16 Lagavulin.
Oh, Lagavulin.
Yeah, and it's like $100 now anywhere you go.
Wow.
Which sucks.
Well, the whiskey market.
I should have bought more when it was at Costco.
The whiskey market's going up too, man. Everything's going up.
Oh, yeah. Trump was to blame for some of that with the taxes on on foreign imports, which scotch, that's exactly what that is. So I was a little pissed at Orange Man for a minute there because of my nectar of the gods got more expensive.
The Orange Man bad.
Orange Man bad. It is funny how polarizing everybody is. Like, you have to hate someone and everything they're about or love them and everything that they're shitty for. Well, like, you can't just have independent thoughts and make up your own mind.
Well, that's actually, it's interesting you brought that up because I've been talking to James a lot about that. Is like, you can't, everyone is put into categories now. Just
everyone's
based
in
on
a box.
Who they are, and you're not allowed to think outside of
that category.
You don't
put baby in a box.
I ain't gonna be in no goddamn box. Do you even know what that movie's from?
Yeah, Baby in the Corner. Isn't that Dirty Dancing?
That's Dirty Dancing.
Ha! I'm booked the times, baby.
You got some Gen X points right there.
One for the millennials.
You got some
hear
Gen
that? DMX.
Like,
what's going on?
That's what sucks, though. You like say something positive about somebody who the right, and they just immediately are like, oh, you must
fuck what you heard. It's what you heard.
You're with me.
Or if you say something negative about the left side, and they're like, oh, you must be all far, you know, red. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
That's not how it works.
No, it's because
a human being. I have opinions about things.
Everybody in America, at least that I've ever met, is somewhere in the middle. And when you sit down and actually talk to them,
exactly,
you have a good time. You laugh.
And I think social media
I've
has ruined that because it's just
who you can tell are far right in their mindset, and
yeah,
it's not even just politically in their mindset to the far right.
Sure.
And then the far left. I've also met a few, probably less of the far left than the far right, at least here in Alaska.
I'd say I've met about an equal amount of both.
In my age group.
Yeah, yeah, you're young.
So 25, you know.
I feel like 25-year-olds, because I grew up with a bunch of older kids who were like, because I'm only 22.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up with kids who are like, maybe like the 27 now, you know, fucking. But those kids, they never really gave a fuck about any of
this shit. Yes. So that's the thing.
But that's the thing, you know.
80% probably don't even give a fuck about
Yeah,
politics.
They're just fucking stoner kids
shit.
In Alaska fucking,
yeah, no,
you know.
They see shit on Facebook, that's
and,
about it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, cool. Like,
and they don't take it seriously. It's
Donald
all
Trump
memes
guy's
and jokes.
Comedian.
It's all, you know.
Funny.
And then there's like a select few kids who end up fucking, you know, getting their shit together, getting jobs, start paying bills, start actually worrying about shit, you know, fucking.
Then your opinions change.
Exactly. Exactly.
No,
dude.
Not...
Exactly.
That's the same way it was, because when I met Drew, we were about your guys' age. And we didn't give a fuck about getting stoned and playing video games and drinking and having a good time. But
go to Blockbuster, rent a game,
right?
Movie, pizza.
Wow.
Fucking perfect.
You Blockbuster.
Have
that's
either
a beautiful
weekend.
Blockbuster so much.
That's
dude.
A beautiful weekend.
I love you,
been to?
Bro.
I love browsing.
Hey, no, man. We get
bro,
that show
Blockbuster was my shit. Dude. I love Blockbuster.
That's one thing
bro.
I've noticed about the streaming services.
Was like,
even
that was
the
first
one.
Like date, like the first date I started going on was going to Blockbuster to go pick out
sure.
a bunch of movies. You
sure.
know?
That's the original Netflix
Blockbuster,
and
baby.
Chill, right?
Taking pictures in the Blockbuster.
Right?
Blockbuster
and,
with the little mirrors. They had the little mirrors
COVID.
Up in the corner. Yeah, they had the little mirrors up in the corner. Take a little selfies with your girl. Blockbuster, baby. Get the movies. Go home. You know, before Netflix and chill, Blockbuster and bussing. Hey, you know.
You taking selfies. In the security mirror at Blockbuster?
No, they weren't even secure.
No,
they had these. They had these full
mirrors.
No, they had the.
It was like a shoe store, but they had this
mirror.
Shit up in the fucking corners. Of the
in the corners, they had like eight of them.
It
no,
was
just,
tight.
Like
it
eight
was
of
tight.
Them.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
I fucking love
corner,
Blockbuster,
they had these
dude. That was my favorite place to
good
go.
Size, like body
dude,
size.
That was
mainly
like,
meant
was
for like one person
go.
Kind of mirrors.
You
know, but, you
know,
you could definitely slip your date in. You're getting close, you know.
Everybody gets
options.
Yeah.
Towards fucking.
You know what? I don't remember that part of Blockbuster, but I, you know, towards the end of Blockbuster. Actually, honestly.
I was very well in tune with Blockbuster.
I
fuck with Blockbuster.
I've never been a movie guy, and I didn't do Blockbuster a lot. Just because... Because I'm an alcoholic,
I mean,
and I prefer drinking
when
instead.
I was at Blockbuster, I was renting games for 1 week, you know? But, like, that was the thing. You could rent this game for a week, and they had this wall of games,
yeah.
And that's
we
why
used
I went to
we used to rent a PlayStation 1 because we didn't have one. You could rent one for, like, $20
uh-huh.
and get it for the whole weekend, and we thought it was so cool. And we didn't rent, like, the memory card to save your game.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So you had to keep the game going the entire time.
Never turn it off.
Never turn it off. Hope there's no power outage.
At a GameCube.
What did you do?
When I was young. And I don't know what happened to our memory card. I think, like, one of my brothers brought it over because we had, like, all the Smash characters on it. And so he brought it over to a friend's house. And I was playing Luigi's Mansion. And I was like, all right.
Was that against your will or? Nobody likes Luigi.
No,
all right, I guess
shit. I guess
my word's gonna be fag. Fag.
No, that game was the shit at the time. I guarantee. At least
like
for
my,
a kid, you know,
like
I was a fucking,
bro.
I was fucking like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm playing Luigi's Mansion. I couldn't turn off the GameCube. You know,
you're
I didn't
right.
have a memory
no
card.
No memory card.
So I'm like, all right, literally left this GameCube on for like a month straight.
Damn.
Turn off my TV. I'm like, all right,
you're
good.
So crazy now. You just download games. I actually took like a 5 terabyte external and just made that the memory for my kid's Xbox. I'm like, that should hold you.
That'll hold you for a game. Like, you can one game now. Like, 5 gigabytes?
No, terabyte.
Oh, a terabyte. Okay. Terabyte. Okay, terabyte.
I remember I got my first phone.
I do terabyte.
I was like, gigabyte. I was like, you can't fucking one. That's not even a game.
I got my first phone when I was like fucking 12 years old. And it was a Motorola Pebble, a lime green Motorola Pebble, bro. You know, a little flip phone, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit, had the minutes. And I was like, oh, it's busting. I was like, oh, shit, we living the good life. And fucking before that, before, like a few years before back in Texas, fucking my brother, he got his first phone. It was like this cheetah print. Fucking, it looked like
cheetah print,
bro.
Yeah, like my mom's
print.
Shoes.
It was some, I don't know.
Was he a pimp?
Some flamboyant shit. I'll tell you what.
He had a feather in his hat.
But
it was balling back then.
My strung out granddaddy at the time had bought him the cellular phone.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. It was just like this,
like, give
ass.
Me the ugliest phone.
It was like a small brick, dude. It was like cheetah print. Small brick. And Trey just felt like he was living that lifestyle. He was like, yeah. And he was always rubbing in my face and like throwing Legos at me and shit. And he was like, beat me as fuck. I was like, nigga, I'm better than you. He's like, bro.
Classic older brother shit.
You tell him to go get some lipstick with his cheetah print.
Man, yeah, sweet ass nigga.
Man. My first phone, a Razor flip phone, and that shit, you know, was all sleek and cut when it came out.
Shit, the Razor,
yeah, that
baby,
shit was fucking.
Razor.
Though I was like 2 years behind, but still, you know, that shit was still sleek.
Dude, I went through like 4 or 5 of those damn flip phones. I love them,
bro.
They're so thin. You just put them in your jeans.
They're fucking.
But
like,
I always
like
flip them open with my thumb, and the freaking hinges break. They're made of plastic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who opens it with 2 hands all, you know, straight? You just go flip.
I did.
You go flip.
I did as a fucking little kid. I'm like, oh, I got to be fucking careful with this bitch.
Unless
I was in class. And then I'd be like, oh, shit.
Got to be cool with it. Yeah.
Those flip phones.
Under the fucking, under the desk.
They always reminded me of the
chump,
the tricorder from Star Trek.
Oh, yeah? No sign of intelligence. Yeah.
Smooth brain over here. All right, this is when the show starts getting fucking uncontrolled and dirty. Not that it's been all controlled and clean the whole entire time, but last half hour is when it gets good. It's when I start slurring and I can't think.
You know what I heard recently?
What's that?
That Disney, I think, bought like Fox, like all of Fox, right?
What the fuck?
I'm pretty sure they did. So they have like the rights to the X-Men and Deadpool now.
What?
Pretty sure they do. And they also got the rights to all of the, what were those, Netflix comic books series. They had the Daredevil, Punisher, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist. And
fucking garbage, hot trash, my nigga.
But those are all like mature audience shows, and Disney Plus is all about the kid friendly. You could let your kids watch anything. Like, how are they gonna mix that into their playlist? Or are they just gonna like PG the show and redo it?
Well, they'll probably PG it, or they'll put it out as movie.
I don't think they'll PG it. I think they'll keep it as is, and they're just expanding their
You're
reach.
Probably not enough of a nerd, but I'm going to mention it anyway, that with Fox, they also got the rights to a show called Firefly.
Oh, I know about Firefly.
With Joss Whedon's baby back in the day.
Joss Whedon's baby. I don't know that, but I know Firefly.
Well, you know, the director, he did Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and then he did the Avengers and stuff.
Oh, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Goddamn Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Big Kid Blanche.
Bro, that was a popular show back then. I've never seen it.
It was trash, Kathy.
But that show Firefly was amazing, but it only ran one season, as we all know. But it sounds like Disney wants to greenlight like a redo, because almost everybody's still around except for the guy who played the preacher, Book. He actually died, the real actor. I can't remember his name, but everyone else is still alive.
What was his name? Bob Saget?
No. Golly, dude. I heard that he actually fell and hit, got like terrible brain bleed, head trauma, and went to bed and just didn't wake up.
Yeah, they said the back of his head was inconsistent with getting hit by a baseball bat. So they figure he like slipped in the shower and like hit it on a toilet or a...
I mean, I don't think foul play. Like, he's America's dad, so who's got an axe to grind with Bob Saget?
He's also the dirtiest comic you've ever heard.
Well, he tried to reinvent himself as such, I suppose, but he's always going to be Full House
dad. No.
Come on.
No. He was a dirty comic before.
You ever suck dick for weed? It's like, get the fuck out of here. This guy's, like, confessing to being a weed head.
I'm going to have to get that dropped now. I suck dick for coke.
Suck dick for weed.
Rest in peace, Bob Saget. That one actually hit me hard.
Did it?
I really, because I listened to his podcast, Bob Saget's Here for You.
And
he was like America's dad. He just loved people and wanted to talk to them and just make them feel better about what's going on in life.
And he ruled, you know, TV when I was a kid. It was either Full House or it was America's Funniest Home Videos. That guy was pretty popular back in the day.
So you remember the movie Dirty Works?
Mm-hmm.
Bob Saget directed. It was Norm Macdonald and Artie Lang.
He directed that?
Yeah, Bob Saget directed.
Huh.
Norm Macdonald wrote and starred in it, and Artie Lang was the co-star in it. Who in the world thought that Artie Lang would be still standing after Norm Macdonald and Bob Saget?
Yeah, died? No kidding. Who would have called that?
That's like... Wow, I guarantee Artie wouldn't have.
You just never know.
Right?
Artie's like, I'm just as surprised as you.
Sure, man. And Artie Lang, if you're listening, call in at 516-387-1710.
The phone lines are jammed.
Fuck you,
We're
Artie
keeping
Lang.
Adam Sandler on hold for an extra long time.
Right, I didn't want to hear about
the whole
grown up seven. Nah, man, it's I don't know, it's weird. Now that I'm getting older and we're seeing all these people that we grew up with start to die off.
Yep.
It's really kind of weird and surreal. Like, some hit me hard, some don't.
Man, when Charlie Murphy died, that shit broke my heart. I was like, man.
Well, also, he was young, too.
I know, yeah. And Charlie Murphy was, like, the dude back in the day. I don't know. Growing up, he was always the main guy for me. Because when I was little, I was watching Chappelle's Show.
Yeah.
You know, I'm only 22, so, you know, Chappelle's Show was way back in the day.
Charlie Murphy.
And, you know, I remember every single episode vividly. I could
run
the episodes back and just fucking know exactly what's going to happen.
That show's so
good. You know, that was always a favorite, you know.
Did you like any of Chappelle's new Netflix
stand-ups? Dude, absolutely.
I loved all of them.
Every one of them.
Dude, top comic nowadays. Top comic.
He got,
you know, thought, Eddie Murphy.
I think they even took him off
Richard
of
Pryor
Netflix
because
of all the tranny talk.
No, they're not going to fuck with you.
They spent so much money on that.
They're not going to
do that to Chappelle.
No.
Chappelle is, he's that motherfucker, dude. He won the Mark Twain Award. He's a motherfucker, dude.
So yeah.
He's a guy. He's
you were
guy.
Saying yourself that deep in the show, I just lost my train of thought.
Uh-oh.
Good man.
What was
good
I saying?
Man.
I say a lot of things.
He said something about something.
Fuck. God damn it.
This is the bad
talking
part
about
of the show.
Chappelle?
Yeah.
Love Chappelle, bro. All of his, man, you remember that one skit there in the club, him and Charlie Murphy. Charlie Murphy coming with the Jerry Curl. And they just like walked to the bar.
That was the Rick James.
Yeah, he's playing Rick James. And he's just like, hey, he's Charlie Murphy. What the five fingers say to the face? And he said, what?
That shit was so funny. Was they brought Rick James on to corroborate that actually happened.
Yeah, dude, yeah.
He's like,
I didn't
grind my feet in his couch.
Like, the room.
Yeah, I remember grinding my feet in his couch.
Yeah, fuck your couch. Get out.
I'm glad you say it because that's one of my favorite lines. I want to say it because it's so funny, but I can't say it.
This is great.
What am I going to do about my legs, Jack? You guys don't know what I'm
doing.
You
couch. What am I going to do about my legs?
Pounding on his legs.
Yeah, man. That's
you
just,
can't make that up.
That shit was gold, man. That was comedy gold. Chappelle, yeah, he's my favorite comedian of all time. Before that, Eddie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy's your favorite?
No, I said Chappelle. No, Chappelle first, yeah, yeah. Eddie Murphy, then I fuck with Charlie Murphy.
Chappelle, I knew early on was going to be great.
Oh, yeah. When I, see
I saw some of
I was
his
like,
stand-up.
Dude. I was
oh,
like,
man.
That was like one of my idols growing up. I was like, Chappelle, bro, that's that motherfucker. Dude.
Now, Killing Him Softly was probably my favorite stand-up of all
one
time.
One of my favorites.
Yeah. So apparently Disney bought Fox in 2020, and they also owned The Simpsons.
Yeah.
So
which
now
is still Disney- going. Who still watches The Simpsons?
Not me.
Oh.
I checked out like 6 seasons in. It's like all 40 going. Ridiculous.
That's for Gen X.
All our friends watch The Simpsons still.
You remember some of the original episodes? They were kind of dark.
I remember,
I used to watch The Simpsons. You remember when Homer Simpson like lost his Christmas money for the kids at the racetrack,
dude.
And then they got the dog as a consolation prize that lost his money. Oh, I'm like, that's dark, man. That's so dark.
Simpsons is fucked off, man.
I know.
I remember watching the Tracy Ullman show when the Simpsons were just characters on the Tracy Ullman show.
Yeah, it was a little
and
skit.
There was this weird skit of like all of them jumping off a coffee table trying to fly, and it was really fucking weird.
Huh.
And it was like chop animation; it wasn't really good.
It was hand drawn.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you...
so it's all kind of warbly looking when they're, you know.
Christian, you remember the Tracy Ullman show? Do you know who Tracy Ullman is?
I don't know.
Who the fuck is Tracy Ullman?
She's probably dead by
tell
now.
Tell me about him.
She looks like your great grandma on
your
cousin? Mama's side. Definitely not.
Oh, quite white.
Quite white. How did you make that run? How did you make that run? That was
quite white. Hey, hit you with that shit right there. We're lighting another one.
Yeah,
third J on the podcast for myself.
It seems like some of those shows are overstaying their welcome. Like even what? South Park's like 26 seasons.
See, when I was watching Chappelle for the first time, that's when I was watching South Park for the first fucking time.
Yeah. Like, that stuff was pretty. That stuff was pretty raw back in the day. They took like little felt cutouts and made stop animation. Like it's all computers now, but yeah, it was all hand done.
Yeah. And that's when it was better, too. Well, I don't know. South Park has always pushed the envelope.
It's gone.
Well, I love that they take the current event.
Back and forth, honestly. Yeah. They, you know, they go raunchy sometimes, and they fucking just switch it back to fucking, like, I don't know, not raunchy, I guess. Fucking.
I don't know. I'm with Drew, though. I kind of lost interest. Like, I don't watch The Simpsons anymore.
No,
I don't watch
I haven't
South
watched
Park,
any
South Park anymore.
Family
I don't watch
Guy.
Family Guy.
I watch
no,
everything
Family
of Chappelle's.
I watch
literally
like
every single thing Chappelle puts out.
Is Family Guy still going?
That's when I started watching it.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That shit's still going.
I remember it was gone when I was, like, maybe, like, 4 or 5 years
ago. No, they
ago.
Ran, like, 2-3 seasons, and they were canceled.
Yep.
And then they, like, got a petition to, like, get picked up by Comedy Central or Cartoon Network or something.
They got picked up by different networks over and over.
Futurama did the same thing, actually. Mm-hmm.
Futurama's coming out with another season.
Yeah.
Really?
That's a pretty funny
dude,
show.
Lord of the Rings is about to come out, the show on the fucking
Amazon Prime.
You know,
the previews are kind of, a lot of people hating on it. Just
I know,
trailers.
But I'm a fucking Lord of the Rings nerd.
Well,
dude.
Me too.
I'm a fucking nerd.
Oh, yeah. I send you a massive Lord of the Rings show.
Yeah.
Every
like,
time I'm scrolling,
I'm
like, Lord of the Rings
strung.
Here.
I'm fucking a million strings into the shit. Oh, like, man.
Fuck Lord of the Rings.
You fucked you first. Jane, Lord of the Rings is legendary.
Legendary. I got the power to cut you off right now.
That's cold blooded.
Yeah, done.
Don't worry, he'll have to throw all of our mics, I'm sure.
Lord of the Rings is the most boring movie series ever in the history of movies.
That's just the COVID talking.
It's the butt COVID, son. The butt COVID got you.
Getting able COVID was more enjoyable than watching the Lord of the Rings series.
We're going to have a marathon extended, not that theatrical
so
shit.
No,
they won awards, goddamn
it. The whole trilogy. Let's do it.
So, I've made that
we'll
multiple dates.
And
we'll
give you lore in between.
But, you know, we don't make it through two movies even.
So when are we doing this Lord of the Rings trilogy?
You're going to make sure you're in Vegas?
Dude.
No, I want to know. Dude. So shortly
it's not
before
even just a trilogy anymore. They got the Hobbits that you can watch before, and they got the trilogy.
Right, so I want to know.
Too much for a day,
like,
though,
as
man.
Soon as Aragorn kicks that helmet,
bro.
He's got to pause and be like, you know he broke his foot when he did that.
Wow. Dude, it goes deep. It's deep. Deep dish.
Some of the series that they've been coming out with just on the streaming platform, they're a little hit and miss, and there's so many good shows. You gotta be, you know, triage what you got time for. I was watching like the Wheel of Time one, and
I tried to check it out to begin with, and I was like, yo, this shit's
I'm almost
weak.
Through with it, so now it's like,
weak.
Well, I gotta finish, but great.
I thought it was kind of weak.
You
exactly.
For a little bit, and
exactly.
Then you're like,
it was good enough.
Yeah,
it ain't like The Witcher. The Witcher's amazing.
The Witcher's dude. And see, I played the games too, so I was
I
like,
played the Wild Hunt, the third one.
Yo.
And that game's a freaking master.
Yeah, man. And I got that one with the special edition, so I got two extra campaigns on it.
Right.
I fucking,
played the
I played
the
it,
Stone
like,
Heart one. I didn't
yep,
do the
yep.
Vampire one, the Blood and Wine.
Yeah, see? Yeah, I did both
I haven't
of them.
Done that.
Fucking...
Are we getting a little too nerdy for you, Shane?
Nerd. No. Might be a nerd, but
the
shit
world,
is fantastic, and there's a reason why it's a fucking hit show on Netflix. I mean,
yeah.
And that show is amazing.
The
they got
really
goddamn
good.
Superman playing fucking Geralt. Geralt.
Geralt, yeah.
Geralt.
Mr. Subtitles over here.
It almost sounded like the Key and Peele substitute teacher, like saying the name wrong. Doing a roll call.
Aaron.
Geralt.
Aaron. Geralt.
Geralt. Ain't no Geralt here.
Is there no Geralt? Geralt, put your hand up. Moving on.
And if y'all say any silly ass names, I'm going to lose it. Oh, man. I love the Key and Peele. They didn't fill the void quite as well as, like, Chappelle, because that's when they came
out. Oh, no,
out.
Absolutely.
They had to do something.
I mean, they were great.
They did
an all
right
job. I thought they were very good.
They were
hit and
miss.
I totally disagree. They were completely different than what Chappelle
yeah,
was.
Yeah, Chappelle was just, he's a whole different level.
Well, that's what they got to,
and
when they abruptly canceled Chappelle, when he took off, that's when Key and Peele started.
Yeah, that's true.
So they were, I mean, I'm not saying it's the same, but it's sketch comedy. You know,
it is sketch comedy.
How old was Chappelle when he fucking even started like doing the Chappelle show?
That's a good question.
Early 20s, I'm pretty sure.
That's what I was thinking. Wasn't
it
like
was
my
it
age? 20s? My
sure
age,
like
your
23.
Age?
I think I was 23 or something like that.
So he's probably my age. Like,
yeah. I thought he was a little older than
there's
that.
There's
no
way. There's
no
way. Chappelle had to be
in
mid-30s.
No.
At least in mid-30s.
Late 20s.
Dude, that would make him like 60. No.
No, that would make him about my age, pushing 50, maybe a little older. I think Chappelle's like 52,
53. No.
Yeah, like Rogan's age.
All right, no. So Chappelle's show first episode was January 22nd, 2003.
Okay. That has nothing to do with his age.
Is that what we're talking about? I don't
See, this is the greasy part of where it gets late.
Fuck.
Everyone's getting fucked up.
That's all I have to look up. So now
he's 48 now.
Yeah, he's 48 now.
Yeah, he's my age.
2003 was fucking 20... No, not 20. Fucking...
19.
17, 18... 19. 19? 20, 22.
Yeah.
He was 29.
Goddamn math debaters.
29.
You said math debaters.
Math
right?
debaters.
Sounded
so
like
29. Yeah, late 20s, I guess, was when the Chappelle show came on.
Okay. Late 20s.
And he had... He
I
was,
guess you're
he
right.
He was on something before the Chappelle
that
show. I don't
20s.
Know what it was, though.
He did Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Oh, yeah, he did some movies. Yeah,
well, not movies. He was on another show, I'm
was
pretty
he?
Sure. Before the Dave Chappelle show.
You could look
show.
Him up on IMDb and tell you. Yeah. I don't remember another show.
Ah, you fucking
remember
nerd.
That shitty-ass movie that became legendary, Half Baked?
Oh,
see, that's
that.
The best movie ever. I love that movie. There's so many small jokes in there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm
a custodian, dick.
we watched that, and I was like, this is one of my favorite parts is when he's like, him and his buddies are getting high and then talking about not spending money, and the guy's like, you gave Mary Jane a pearl necklace. How much did that cost? And then I started laughing, and fucking James started laughing. And later that night we went to bed, and James' mom was like, hey, Shane, that joke, can you explain it to me?
James.
Okay.
Yes, I can. Well, and reverse it.
Oh, man.
Yep, I just went
What
there.
A whole motherfucker. Yo. Somebody come get you mad.
I wasn't planning on it, but all right.
Motherfucker's bucket.
Let me get ready. Let me prepare myself.
How much time we got left, mate?
Live, we got about 14 minutes.
14 minutes, baby. We out here.
So how many gold medalists were there this year that were formerly a different gender? Were there any?
What you mean?
That's what transsexuals are. They start with one gender and they transition, right?
Correct.
So
I didn't know of any.
I didn't even think about that.
I know there was one
I've
that was non-binary that was a figure skater.
Yeah, I didn't watch figure skating, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't actually...
Wait.
You know, that's actually one of my superpowers.
This is not watching the Olympics?
No. My mom watched so much figure skating, I actually know more than I care to admit about figure skating.
Wow.
I do. Like, my wife was watching this, and I watched the routine, and I was like, yeah, that's pretty good. Difficulty wasn't that high, though. I give her a 79,
wow,
maybe an 80. 79.8. I'm like, she's going to get a bronze. She's like, is this pre-recorded? Like, what's going on? How do you know so much about figure skating? Like, because I watched a lot of it.
You're like, because
this motherfucker's with the police.
Still closeted.
I still know.
I'm still closeted.
You're the police.
Still closeted.
It was fabulous.
Yeah, the Olympics,
I can't help it that I know. Okay?
The Winter Olympics got the lowest rating of any Olympics ever.
Really?
In the history of broadcasting Olympics.
Motherfuckers had fake snow.
Shit.
They did. Did
fake
you?
Fucking snow.
A lot
snow.
Of places do for the Winter
yeah.
Olympics.
Yeah, but it was
that's
bad.
That's some chump shit, bro.
Because if you watch like when they're doing the ski jumps and shit, you look at the mountains behind them. And
they were skiing
all
on crack rocks.
They were
bro.
Like all brown and green.
Yeah. I mean, they were about as far north as
skiing
they could
on crack
be
rocks.
For the Winter Olympics. If you look at, was it Beijing?
Yeah.
That's pretty far north. That's over near Korea, I think.
But
so,
still,
I mean, they did what they could. They can't control the weather.
Some of those skiers did some crazy shit, though. They made some crazy times on that fucking track.
Yeah.
And
I watched the two-man bobsled, and it was funny because they were like, Canada, good run. You know, they did quite a few countries, and they're like, all right, now we got three teams of Germans, bronze, silver, gold. Like they
fuckers.
Clean sweep.
Fuckers.
You mean undo tight?
Right.
Fuck.
Oh!
Spreckin' the dick.
I can't get behind curling. I just can't do curling.
What's wrong with curling?
I would play it. I would play it. But watching it? No.
Did you see the in general, most of them watching, I just felt like.
Yeah, they're just scrum. I'm like,
yeah,
good for you.
Exciting.
I thought that was the stupidest.
How exciting is this?
Well, it's like shuffleboard, but on ice with a giant fucking ball. I mean, or
more exciting than shuffleboard.
I mean, there's there's like.
Well, do you see that in the Olympics?
I'd say
and
they're
like,
about equal.
Yeah, they're going fucking
I'd say
fast.
They're about equal.
Like,
oh, no.
it
but at least one's in the
like
Olympics.
The hockey was fun. The men didn't
hockey,
do so
yeah,
well.
Hockey's, that's
I don't think we medaled. The women got
not.
Silver, though. They got crushed
yep.
by Canada.
Yep.
I think it was like 3-0.
Canada!
Those fuckers,
not so great.
Man.
I think they were able to get it within one, like 3-2 with like 12 seconds left.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah, the men got knocked out in the before the medals, and it was a destroyed, like 6-0.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yep. Well, that's the problem. All the good NHL players, like, go back to their countries and play for their country.
Yeah,
you know? All the Canadians, all the Russians. They
no,
yeah.
Fuck America, man.
Yeah.
For what? For what?
It's not our sport. I mean, we're decent at it, but we're not, like, top-tier
hockey
players. Yeah,
but we pay the most money for you to play it here. So we're the best at it.
Therefore.
Hey, do you want to win Canadian's, you know, jerk-off cup, or do you want to win Lord Stanley's cup?
Lord Stanley's cup.
Become a lord.
Name etched in there. Eat spaghetti out of it.
They give you land and titles.
Nigga, you want a castle?
Got you.
I think that's all I watched, though. I missed a lot of it. My wife was laughing about how I explained, like, she didn't know what the luge was. I'm like, well, basically, you put on a onesie spandex,
right.
You stick an ice skate up your ass, and then you just try not to die. That's
Jeez.
Pretty much it.
You buy those new pants, sounds all the like chicks are buying, lift your butt.
You got to point your toes really good to get down that chute. Pretty good. I didn't get to watch any of that.
It really wasn't that exciting.
No.
I don't know if it's the fact that it was the Winter Olympics, because that's usually less exciting than the Summer Olympics, but also that it was in China and
Summer
there's
Olympics
COVID
can be fucking
all that
crazy.
Shit.
Summer Olympics can be pretty crazy.
Well, every time I thought of
but
it and I
Winter
turned
Olympics
it on, it was like one of the most boring events.
Holy shit.
Like I tuned into the cross country where they do like 50 kilometers and it's just like,
don't
here's these
them.
Three guys and then these. This whole pack hasn't even made it, you know, past the first lap. It's like, well, we know who's going to win.
Right. Let me ask you guys a question. Let me ask all you guys a question. If you were in the biathlon in the Winter Olympics, which is the one where you cross-country ski, and then you pull the rifle off your shoulder.
I was thinking something else.
And shoot.
Biathlon. That's how you catch COVID.
The anal COVID.
The butt COVID. COVID in your butt.
If you were in the Swedish drive-by Olympic event,
yeah,
would you not shoot the person in front of you? You would be tempted, right?
I'll shoot any nigga I've seen.
I'm pretty sure it's a penalty. No, it's a 22.
Is it a 22?
They shoot a 22.
Okay, that might be a little more reckless.
Oh, man, can you imagine, like, cross-country skiing for, like, miles? And then trying to hold a gun steady to shoot a little match head.
That
like,
would be way
insane.
Better.
Say,
you'd be a goddamn ninja warrior.
Yeah.
That's say they put those people on separate tracks and they
shit.
Have to race down the track and they get to a zone where they have to shoot at each other and then go. It would make it so
it's like
much
Halo,
more
my nigga, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
Then they just have to get cross-country skill.
Yeah,
you
know,
go, and then...
This is just you wanting to bring back the Coliseum, I'm pretty sure. This is like one
Man.
Step towards, you know, lions and tigers eating people.
Bloodsport is more fun than fucking Lord of the Rings, that's for sure.
Man, but could you imagine if you fought a tiger with a full set of armor and a sword, bro?
I still think you'd get fucked.
Depending on the shape you're in, yeah. And how what your confidence level was like.
You know, between King of the Jungle and a tiger, I think a tiger fucks a lion.
Dude,
Nine times out of ten.
Tigers are bigger.
Tigers are way bigger
tigers
and way more
way
aggressive.
They're just more muscle. They're just bigger.
They're freaking massive.
Tigers are... See, that's where everybody gets confused because the fucking lion got the manes and shit.
They look more majestic and everything.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? All gone skin, you know what I'm saying?
They
majestic.
Just lay around in the shade and their women do stuff
a
for them.
A tiger?
That's all he does.
Will literally tear a fucking lion in half.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I agree.
A tiger is so much bigger and just solid. And
I'd fuck with a lion before a tiger.
Dude, imagine your household cat, but just feral. Feral than a motherfucker.
Well, you know,
but
if
about,
you were like
about
this big,
500 something pounds,
a house cat would eat you
with fucking like 6 foot fucking claws, talons just fucking shredding you up, bro.
I still think
like,
house cats are feral. It's just they're so small they can't do shit.
They could
shit.
Bite your head and crush
if you were,
your fucking
if you were this
skull,
tall,
like,
they would fucking eat you. There's no way a cat wouldn't eat you. He'd just fuck around with you.
Yeah, man.
Dead.
They just play with you. They just shred
don't
you the
die,
fuck up.
Don't die alone with a cat.
Better
it
have some armor.
Will eat your eyeballs. It will eat your eyeballs.
That's why I never trust cats. I'm like, you'd fucking eat me if I was small.
Yeah. I love cats, though.
I don't know.
Cats.
A tiger or a lion?
Yep. Well, there's one right
if you could, like, really domesticate one. and have that be your, like, your little companion.
No, I thought we were talking about fight to the death.
Not little companion, I guess. Big companion.
If you were 20, if you were 20 feet tall, you could totally have a lion or a tiger as a pet. It would be the same dynamic as having a house cat.
True.
It's the same thing.
I never thought about it like that.
You could just fuck with it, and he'd scratch you. You're like, hey, you little shit. You know?
I never thought about
You're
it.
Funny.
Like
You're funny. Who's my little guy?
Tommy scratches.
It's belly time.
Would you
king of the jungle?
Would you rather fight 1,000? No, let's make it 100. 100 cat-sized tigers, or 1 tiger-sized house cat? Remember, the house cat's comfortable with you.
Yeah, and you could probably, like, throw something jingly around and get the fuck out of there.
I honestly, I'd probably fight the tiger-sized house cat. I'd fight the tiger-sized house cat.
Do I get, like, a club or something? Because I could club a lot of cats.
Yeah, bro. Wait, if you're in, hey, if it's a house cat, you're in the house, I'm assuming. I'm assuming.
Well, that's the thing, though. Like,
what part of the house are you in?
That's my whole point.
If I can get a knife, I'm slicing that nigga up.
The size difference, the cat will know he's outmatched, and they won't fuck with you. Like, a house cat will.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's a lion that's down to your ankles, it ain't going to attack you.
Oh, yeah.
It might.
No,
yeah,
it
won't.
It's
just
a jungle instinct.
No.
And you got 100 of them?
No.
Honestly, what? It depends. If you're by yourself, bro, if you're by yourself, he's going to have your ass.
If
you'll be like, oh, yeah, nigga? Yeah. You'll be like,
if I'm laying down and they get the jump on me, I'm screwed.
You pull up on a lion by yourself.
All right,
he's going to fucking eat you. He's going to eat the shit out of you, bro.
So would you rather fight 1 horse-sized monkey or 10 monkey-sized horses?
I think I could.
Wait.
I mean, horses aren't really
monkey-sized
like attack
horses,
animals.
They got that kick, though.
They'd have to turn around.
They got that kick.
They can kick. You just back up, kick them in the ass. Woo!
That is true.
What's an ass? Boo!
Horses don't really have that demeanor, though. Like, if you approach them, they're going
to
kick you in the teeth. But they're not going
to,
like,
charge
you.
Wait, what size horse?
I'm really bad at this game. Let's change up. Let's change
what
up.
What size monkey?
How about
a horse-sized monkey? I would not
would
fight that motherfucker.
Would you rather fight 1 horse-sized tarantula?
Oh, God.
No, I'm already out of it.
I don't fuck with spiders.
I'm taking the other option already.
Well, if you want to get science-y.
Or a
holy
million.
Holy shit, yeah. Oh,
a million tarantula-sized horses.
Size.
That were bent on killing you.
Horses. Oh, yeah. I'd fuck up those horses. No doubt. Really? No doubt.
Yeah, but a tarantula that size couldn't even walk under its own weight if you want to get science about it.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Why would it so many more times its weight?
Yeah, but when you're talking tarantulas, not as much.
Really?
No. It scales. You're talking about a little ant could lift that, but like a house-sized ant couldn't even walk. It would just crush under its own weight.
100 ant-sized horses?
You know,
or 1 horse-sized ant?
This fucking thing that's fighting you. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got 53 seconds left. This has been Alaska Mac Radio. Parting thoughts. Drucifer.
I didn't get a word that I could get dinged for, so I
that's
felt
true.
A little bit left out.
That's next week.
You had retard. You had a word I can't say. And
whoa, all right, man.
All words you're not supposed
retard,
to say. But,
man,
yeah, I said that.
If I can't say that, you can't say that shit.
That is
hey,
our
man,
word.
Hey, man. My name's James Morrow, and I said the nigga word a few times.
A couple times.
Okay?
Let me check the board.
Okay?
Hey, which
just,
word was
just
that?
Just a few times. But, hey, it's all right, and it's love, and I hope you enjoyed the podcast. You know what I'm saying?
And Christian.
Shit, man. I mean... We do. Did we end?
Shit, man. I mean, yeah, perfect. All right, this has been Alaska Mac Radio. Thank you for listening. I got no outro music, so we'll leave you with this.
I'll fucking count and fish your fucking head with a Louisville fucking slugger. What do you think of that, ass fuck?